This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Courtney Carson joins us this morning from Richland Community College. Rev, how you doing this morning?
I'm extremely blessed, my brother Brian. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little tired of the rain and the weather. I'm hoping for some sunshine here. I know, following you on social media, you are like killing it on the bike, my man. You are out. How many miles a week are you doing?
Man, I'm trying to crack at least 200 miles a week, man. I'm loving this bike. I just bought a new bike, and it's extremely fast, and I'm having so much fun. And ultimately, I'm staying in shape, so that's a plus.
You know, yeah, that's a good thing.
No more YMCA challenges, so I gotta force myself to stay in shape somehow and have fun while doing it.
All right, hey, yeah. We're bringing it back in June, my friend. You're going to be the first on the guest list, so
please,
we're going to get back to normal.
Please,
absolutely.
Yes.
No doubt. We'll give you all the details, but we've had some talks around how we're going to bring it back and have some fun with it and do it in a safe way. Talk to me a little
Let's
bit, not about Richland at first, but talk to me about safety of the community. You know, what are you hearing, particularly in the black community, about vaccinations and getting us back to where we need to be? I think that the major consideration that so many people have not had this past year is a basic care for other people and you know, that you're not doing this just for yourself, you're doing this to keep everyone else safe, including grandma and grandpa and people that are more vulnerable populations. What are you just hearing out there in the community?
Everyone's seemingly afraid. Some are excited, but people are seemingly afraid. And the more we have one of those fear kind of conversations, you know, the more individuals are reluctant to take to get the COVID shot. And most definitely, we got to keep grandma and my mama and your mama and everybody's mama safe, so we have to get that shot. On May 6th and May 7th, we'll be there's an opportunity for individuals in the inner city to get the shot at Gateway Community Center from 9 o'clock to 6 p.m. on May 6th and 7th. I just want to put that out there. But, yeah, individuals are some people are afraid until they have a conversation with persons such as myself or individuals that have a level of influence. Then they kind of say, okay, you know what, I will get the shot, you know. And I think oftentimes we got to stop looking at watching TV or start looking at social media as it relates to when companies are saying, okay, we're not, you know, letting this particular kind of shot out right now because of whatever it was that happened. But there's a significant fear factor, but there's a significant fear factor about everything in the community, you know.
Yeah, I think it's individual conversations, and I'm glad you're out there having those conversations. Give me the details. Where is Gateway? You said, what were the hours again on the 6th and the 7th?
On the 6th and the 7th at 1147 East Cantrell Street. It's right next to Bright Morning Star Church, Gateway Community Center. And it's in the middle of the Bright Morning Star Church and Tequila and Cars Barbershop. On 1147 East Cantrell Street, May 6th, May 7th. That's a Thursday and a Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Southside Improvement Association is partnering with Walgreens and Enrich at Richland Community College. So our Enrich Richland Community College's program. So we're all partnering together. We'll be at Gateway Community Center, 1147 East Cantrell Street on Thursday and Friday, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And so then as the young people get that shot to have opportunity in 3 weeks to get the second shot.
Now, is that open for like walk-in or do you need to have an appointment?
Walk-in and appointment. Yep, you can set the appointment or you can just walk in. And young people, please bring your parents. If parents, you have high school athletes that you feel need the shot, please attend that moment with them so that they can secure that shot. We've got to protect everybody, man. It's time to stay
absolutely
safe.
And the longer we go without getting, you know, most people vaccinated, these variants, you know, keep popping up. And the fear is that we'll get a variant that is going to be more powerful than the vaccine. And no one wants any of this starting over stuff. You know, we've traveled, you know, 95 yards down the field, right? We got to see out the last 5 yards and finish this thing so we can get back to normal. I mean, clearly it's impacted Richland Community College in a major way. And as you guys are having conversations, I know registration is open. Mm-hmm. You can register for classes today, but you know, that campus isn't going to look like the campus that we knew 2 or 3 years ago until more people get vaccinated.
Right, exactly. And Richland Community College is doing a phenomenal job at ensuring that we have opportunity to be vaccinated out there. And we're partnering with Shield, so it's kind of amazing. Have you had the Shield test, the saliva test?
I have not, but I know several people who have. It's a pretty amazing thing, developed down the street at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, man, you spit. If you can spit real good, it's not a problem. But if you have a hard time spitting, you'll be there for about 20 minutes just spitting a little too. And then, you know, in a matter of moments and probably about an hour, they send you the results. So I have fun with it. I try to do it more than I'm supposed to because it's just fun. And then, you know, you get your results in. So it always feels good when you see an email that says you don't have COVID today, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Talk to me about the Enrich program. Tell me about some of the things you guys are doing.
Oh, man, the Enrich program is changing lives, not just saving lives, but changing lives. Man, I truly in love President Valdez for allowing me to exercise my gifts and become extremely creative and courageously innovative with our programs and our projects. So we have the industrial skills training that you've heard about. A lot where individuals can get recognized certifications. They get paid $10 an hour, 40 hours a week. It's a 10-week program. And then we have the CDL training. You get paid to go through that training, $10 an hour. That's a 10-week program. You have the essential skills involved in that particular program so individuals can learn what people call life skills and soft skills before they ever touch that big old truck that's driving down the highway. Then once you graduate the truck driving component in the CDL training, you have opportunity for endorsements that will make you that much more employable. So we're extremely excited about that. We're doing some things with Heartland Tech. This summer, you are going to be this program is going to blow your mind. So Enrich is partnering with Heartland Tech to provide essential skills for young high school students who need to for some credit recovery, and they'll also receive a dual credit to Richland Community College. So once they come through this particular training, it's a great gateway just to start going to college at Richland. We're doing some phenomenal things, and we're extremely excited about these trainings, man. Thanks for asking.
All right. Reverend Courtney Carson with us here this morning from Richland Community College. To me, it is the critical issue in our community and communities elsewhere. But what I see different about our community is there are people like you and many others that are tackling this head on. It's not just unemployment, it's underemployment. And the fact that there are so many jobs available in our community, and I don't mean minimum wage jobs. You guys are paying those students more than minimum wage just to go through the training. But there are career opportunities. Working with the economic development today, we have two recordings we're doing this afternoon for manufacturers. You mentioned truck mm-hmm. driving. Truck driving salaries are going up because there is such a demand, and we're seeing that, right. That the crash in the supply chain management side of things, and why people can't get products. All of this plays into futures for people in Decatur. And talk to me a little bit. Maybe people who have a criminal record, you know, people who've had limited education or access to Richland or other places, or any other barriers to that unemployment or underemployment. You guys can get people's lives turned around. But they've got to make that first step, right, of contacting you, getting involved, and you guys have a path for people.
Oh, most definitely, man. We've eliminated every barrier that we could see fit. And if you know of one, we'll try to eliminate and rectify that situation as well. We've had 23 CDL graduates, and 18 out of that 23 went to work. The others went on to our Minority Mentor Protege program. But 18 out of that 23 went to work, Brother Brian. And guess what? 16 out of the 18 were ex-offenders. And
yeah,
so that means an individual that had a felony, you know, on his background. And then we have the Minority Mentor Protege program where those individuals can become entrepreneurs. Anybody can become entrepreneurs. You don't have to necessarily go through our CDL training. Our industrial or highway construction training to go through the Minority Mentor Protege program. If you have a desire and you blessed to become an entrepreneur, we have a phenomenal director in Jeremy Morse who will see take you step by step in becoming an owner operator, a whatever it is that you want to become essentially in life. So that program is doing some phenomenal things as well.
All right, Rev, we appreciate you. Keep up the great work. Richland.edu is the website.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.